Hey there.
Welcome back to Down and Dirty, your place to listen in on people getting their freak on from our posse over at AdamandEve.com. Have you clicked on over to AdamandEve.com yet? What's your ass waiting for? If y'all are tight on cash, listen, we've got a promo code that'll give your sorry ass a 50% discount code to use on their site. It's Dirty50. They toss in free shipping, free porn DVDs, and a mystery gift. Meta use it quick, because it's only around for a limited amount of time. Enough of that shit, though. Are you looking forward to getting down and dirty, bitches? I'm ready to get my thong dripping and having the rabbit on standby. We're glad you're back for more. Let's me know you like what y'all are hearing. This shit's sweet this week, so be ready to ride them when this little tale is done. Don't forget to stick around at the end if you missed this week's Adam and Eve promo code.
I am a master in jiu-jitsu, which is a martial art all about using the power of your opponent against him. So when I got pulled over by the cops for speeding yesterday, I didn't figure I'd have a problem. I don't usually use my moves against people in daily life. You know, the deadly combinations I've mastered are primarily used in class or tournaments. But as soon as I eyeballed these two officers, I realized all my training was definitely going to come in handy. Now, as soon as I'd pulled over, two huge, beefy-looking white cops started strutting over to my car. One of them had a flashlight, as it was nighttime, and he flashed it right in my eyes. "The fuck you think you're doing?" one of them asked me. "We clocked you at 90. "Now, is that how you talk to a lady?" I asked. "Don't see no lady around here," the other cop said. "Get the fuck out of the car, now." Aw, shit. The area was deserted, and I was only wearing my jiu-jitsu gi with no bra or panties. As I got out of my car, a flash of my bare, brown, muscular calf caught their attention. "Looks like you might have nice legs. Let's see what else you got that's nice." So one of them threw me up against the side of the car, and the other one started right in, getting rough, slapping my tight-ass cheeks and making it sting. Without even thinking, I did what I was trained to do. In one strong move, I thrust my ass back up against the cop, restraining me as I grabbed the other in a headlock, twisting his head in such a way as to render him momentarily unconscious with a lack of blood flow to his brain. He went down like an anvil, and as the other one overcame his surprise and started rushing at me, I backed out of the way, grabbing his arms and maneuvering his own momentum against him as he crashed into my car. Then I grabbed his gun and the other one's flashlight and stick. You know what? I was amazed at my own strength and cunning, and I decided to give them both a taste of their own medicine. Shit, I didn't give a fuck, and frankly, I was more than a little turned on by the situation. So by the time they came to, I'd used both of their cuffs on them, and they woke up to find themselves chained at the wrist. I laughed and spit on them. "Hey, boys," I said. "That's right, I called you boys." I was pointing the gun at them. "You wanted to get rough, right? Good." So I loosened the strap of my gi and opened it wide, showing them my full round tits and flat brown belly. "You want some of this?" Now, even though they said nothing, the cop's grown erections gave me the answer I needed. So I stripped off my pants and turned around, showing them the nastiest, highest, firmest black ass either of them had ever seen. Then I bent over real deep, letting my crack spread wide and my swollen brown gash yawn at them, giving them a nice long look at the pussy they thought they'd be banging tonight. "You want it?" I asked them. And when they still didn't say anything, I said it again. I said, "You want it, bitches?" "Yes, ma'am," they nodded, staring at my pussy and my gun, pointing at them. So I left their cuffs on. "I'm gonna take your pants off. That's what I'm gonna do." They stared at me long and hard and said, "Well, what are you waiting on?" And I told them, "Shut the fuck up. I'm in control now, bitches." Well, those two pieces of shit uncovered at least 15 combined inches of rock hard fucking steel. "Is that all you got?" I said. I taunted them. "Well, come on. Let me jerk it and see how hard I can get that shit. Because you're going to be using them." So I spit on their crotches and I lubricated their cocks. "You know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to show you what a real pussy is. You wanted it, so I'm going to give it to you. Sit there nice and quiet, like a good little white boy," I said. And I spread my thighs, my beautiful muscular thighs. And I sat down, just squatting right. And I felt that beautiful white cock thrust right into me. You're hard now, aren't you, bitch? Yeah, and I'm the one who did it. That's right, because I'm in control of how hard you get. And as I thrust, the other one just licked his lips, waiting and hoping, breathing hard and deep, wondering if he was going to get a chance to let me ride. And as I came up and down, my beautiful brown tits just flapping in the desert heat, and I started to come slowly, slowly, and as I felt him start to come, I pulled up. Not yet, motherfucker. Like I said, I'm in control. Now let's see what your fellow officer can do. He looked up at me, staring. He had a little anger in his eyes. Who the fuck are you staring at like that? Uh-uh, baby. When I'm through with you, you're gonna roll those eyes back in your head. And I faced him, letting him smell my sweet, wet cunt. You like that? Yes, ma'am, he said. Yeah, I know you do. Don't you? Yes. Now, why don't you obey my law? My law says I want to see you stay nice and hard. You understand me? Yes, ma'am. And I took that club and I played with myself, just slightly teasing my lips. And he started to breathe harder. Control your breathing. You're a cop. Can't you ever be in control? Yes, ma'am, he said. Yes, ma'am is all they could say all night long. And as I took the tip of his stick, just pushing it deeper and deeper inside my fucking cunt. Ooh, just riding that stick. Ooh, making Mr. Billy Club want me more. So I pulled it out and threw it to the side. Now, are you ready? Yes, ma'am. So I sat down on him, right there in the dirt, my knees rubbing up against the sand as the breezes blew, right there against his car. Yeah, my pussy was taking it and his dick was loving it, and I was in control. You like that I'm in control, don't you? Yes, ma'am, he said. Yes, ma'am, as I racked with cum in me. Oh. And I stood up, put my gi back on. You know what I'm gonna do? I'll put the lights on in your car, and even the siren, and maybe someone will stop. But you'll never stop me again. And if you do, I'll make you sorry all over again. As I got in my car, and I drove away.
Hot damn, are you tripping me? That shit was tight. Where do folks get away with that kind of thing? I know I can't wait till next week to hear what's coming up next. Make sure you leave us some feedback so we know what y'all think of this shit right here. Are you waiting for that Adam and Eve promo code? Well, here you are. It's Dirty50. Just like I like it. The more dirty, the better. Those bitches are crazy. They are giving you 50% off almost any item. Free shipping, free DVDs, and a free mystery gift. I can't get over how cool they are to use. Luckily, my man is into this shit too. I'm fixing to get back to his crib soon, so I'll leave y'all to your own fantasies after that fucking hot story right there. Catch you next week at Down and Dirty.